Sitting in a traffic jam, late for Sunday school, and I'm supposed to teach the class about the golden rule, when the guy behind me started acting crazy and blowing his horn. And so I gave him one of those ugly looks, like I wish he was never born. And it wasn't pretty. Well, it didn't faze him, he was wearing a smile and blowed that horn some more. So I pitched a fit and yelled a bit, and he quit blowing that horn. And I was feeling pretty good about the way I shut that old boy up, till I remembered the bumper sticker on the back of my old truck. And this is what it said: honk, honk if you love Jesus, twice if you go to church, three more times if you want to go to heaven, how about a smile if you love the Lord. Traffic started moving and not a minute too soon. I was thinking about how I treated that boy and acted like a fool. Well, I couldn't wait to get to the altar, and the whole church met me there to pray. But when I got up there, he stood. He is the visiting preacher that day. Could you imagine that? Well, he had a divine inspiration. He preached on the golden rule. You can imagine my perspiration when he's preaching to you-know-who. So the moral of this story, it's simple, don't you see? If you got a Jesus sticker on the back of your car, be what you ought to be. Honk, honk if you love Jesus, twice if you go to church, three more times if you want to go to heaven, how about a smile if you love the Lord? Love the Lord, everybody sing. Honk, honk if you love Jesus, twice if you go to church, three more times if you want to go to heaven, how about a smile if you love the Lord. Matthew 7:12 says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So if you're one of those folks out there with a fish on your car, I'm talking to you too.
Hello, this is Hank Niewola with Road Signs. In this segment, we look at signs around us and we gain some wisdom. I'm sure you've seen those low clearance signs around. Low clearance, 12 feet, 6 inches, 13 feet, 8 inches. You can find them everywhere. Hopefully, you've been under height. But if not, as you know, you have to stop, change direction, go around. Overpasses in most cities show the scars of loads that were too high. They didn't make it. From time to time, here in the Pittsburgh area, we find trucks stuck in tunnels. They didn't make it either, and what a traffic jam. If you've ever been caught yourself, you know, forgot how high you were, or were wrongly advised when you left a terminal, or you thought you could make it, well, I'm sure it's something you've never forgotten. Low clearance is not like a bridge weight limit where you might get by if no other vehicle is on the bridge or you're not much overweight. If you are over height, it's no go, partner. It's an absolute measurement. It's black and white. It's not shades of gray. And did you know, my friend, it's like that with heaven, too. You can think you're okay. You can think that you can get in, that you'll make it, that your good deeds would outweigh your bad. But I have to tell you, there's an absolute standard, an absolute measure, black and white, for anyone to get into heaven. We have to be without any sin. Do you measure up? Can you make that standard? Well, friend, I've got good news for you. You can't, I can't, no one can, no one has ever made that absolute standard. So God made a way. He sent his son Jesus, and Jesus came to earth. He met the standard, the Son of God, and then he gave his life at Calvary on our behalf so that everyone could make it into heaven. At Calvary, he paid the price for our sins so they would be washed away, so that heaven's gates would be open wide, the absolute standard met in full. Just how does that work? Well, it's not by good deeds. It's not by hoping and wishing. There is something to do, something everyone can do, you and me included. And just what it is? Well, we'll save that for another time. This is Hank Nuola with Road Signs.
Okay, progress report. First, reference to Jesus in public schools.
Taken care of, sir. It's now illegal.
Good. Prayer in school.
Also illegal, sir.
What about teaching the Ten Commandments?
No problem. They can't even display them in public schools.
Creation account?
Evolution presently taught as fact. No need for God.
Outstanding. Any other issues?
What about the fact that there actually is a God?
People won't think about that.
But what about the fact that Jesus came from heaven and all the miracles he performed to prove it?
Or the prophecies he fulfilled?
Sir, there's also the problem that evolution assumes something came from nothing. How do they explain life itself?
Listen, we've eliminated any instruction or reference to God in a public setting. If we can keep people busy and distracted, they won't have time to consider God.
The world has done its best to remove God from our thinking. Has it succeeded with you?